Saren Wood on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello, thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome. I've just been talking to you about your surname. What a lovely surname, Flower.
Well, thank you. Indeed.
So you are, it's the first time for Saren Wood here on the Business Hub. And just as a bit of a starter, do you want to tell us what Saren Wood do, who you are, and why you're here?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. Saren Wood, we are a consultancy. We're based in Sickling Hall near Harrogate. And I like to describe us as a team of recovering lawyers. So we are commercial lawyers, the majority of us, and we've done our time in big law and in corporate firms. And in 2009, when I founded the company, I just wanted to use my legal skills to better effect. And I wanted a better balance because I was starting a family at that time. And we are categorically not a law firm. We're a consultancy, as I say, and we like to help businesses, particularly small businesses, to get access to jargon-free practical advice to support their business growth. And we use all our skills that we acquired in our time as practicing lawyers to roll our sleeves up and get stuck in with businesses to get them on the right side of the law.
And who is it generally that you are helping or that comes to you with a problem?
Well, we do work with all sizes of businesses. We describe them as either our seedlings or our saplings or our oaks. But in particular, I would say our passion is working with the saplings, which are the small businesses that have been growing for a number of years and have got to the stage where they're starting to do bigger deals. They're starting to enter into more complicated partnerships or affiliateships. They're growing and they're suddenly thinking, wow, I need some support here. And they are usually feeling afraid or intimidated of going to the large law firms because they are worried about how much that's going to cost. Or maybe they've had an experience with the law firm and it's not gone very well. We get a lot of the time smaller businesses telling us that they don't feel ready to commit to large legal spends in their business, but they just really want a helping hand, a confidant, somebody intelligent in the meanings of business law to sit alongside them and help them perhaps in a negotiation or to help them crack a deal and just get more savvy around business law. That's our avatar client.
Yeah. Do you think the traditional opinion of what people saw law firms as, or sometimes still do, is it quite an intimidating experience? Normally?
I think definitely it is for many people. I mean, obviously the law as a profession is really important and it helps businesses to grow and have a solid foundation, of course. But I think for the small to medium-sized businesses, it is something that they feel like they... as I say, they don't want to spend the money on, and it feels very mysterious and complicated. And we have people telling us all the time that they went to legal advice and they didn't quite get what they wanted. They might have got advice that they felt was too complicated, or it really just didn't tell them what to do. It gave them a load of options and then said, you go away and decide. And the difference with the way Saren Wood can act as a consultancy is we can actually sort of get off the fence with our clients. We can give them legal information to inform their decision, but then we can sort of say to them, this is what we think you should do, because considering all the risks and considering where you are in your business and where you want to go, this would seem like a good route for you. And that's very different from traditional legal advice.
What is the most common problem or issue that people seem to come to you with?
Oh, that's a great question. One of the things we find is that clients come to us in a reactive way. They don't come to us proactively because they've woken up one morning and thought, do you know what? I want to get my business on the right side of the law. They come to us because they're stressed. They've perhaps ended up in a contract dispute. They've not been paid maybe by a major customer. Perhaps cash flow has become a problem in their business and they want some help to look at why that has happened. So they generally come to us because a problem has cropped up and they want us to help them out.
You mentioned there the word cash flow. This is a vital thing in any business. We wouldn't be there if it wasn't for cash flow. What is that? What is the idea of cash flow and why do businesses need to be on the right side of that?
Yeah, right. It's so important. And failure to get their cash flow going is a major reason for businesses to go out of business. Literally speaking, you need cash coming in to your business, you know, by the way of income, revenue, sales. And then you need to be balancing that against the cash that's going out, whether you're paying suppliers or paying your team. And it's the timing of that that's really critical. So if you've got a really healthy cash flow, then you've got your money coming in before the money needs to go out, and then you've got a little bit of flex in that every month. Now, why that becomes important for Cerenwood is that it's obviously the contractual basis that really helps to drive that cash flow. So if you've signed a good, robust contract with a client or with a supplier, then it will clearly set out who's going to get paid, when they're going to get paid, and what needs to happen before that payment happens. What we find, and when people come to us, is they've got a cash flow issue, they're not getting paid, or they perhaps need to pay, but they're not happy with the service or the product. And the first thing we'll say is, let's have a look at your contract. And they say, oh, we haven't got one, or we don't know where it is, or here it is, but we've no idea what it says.
Yeah.
And it's just so common. And, you know, the really message that we give out to our clients at that time is, don't feel like you're alone. Like, that is what happens a lot of time with small businesses. We're busy. You've got a lot of plates in the air. There's a lot going on. Mm. It's not that hard to get on top of contracts, but you need help to do it.
If there's somebody out there that has maybe had a business going for a couple of years, they're starting to get, as you say, I love the sapling reference. That was brilliant. Maybe they're ready for repotting or something.
Quite.
And they are thinking, oh, I haven't done any of this. I haven't got any of those contracts, or I've just written it up on Word and I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know what it means, or whatever they've done. They can come to you, and how's the best way for them to get in touch and find out more and have a chat with you?
Yeah, come and have a chat with us. As I say, we're based here in Sicklinghall, very local. And doors always open. We've got loads of free resources and help on our blog and stuff they can download, so it doesn't even need to be expensive to start off with. They can just start a relationship. We've also recently launched a membership site. It's called the Business Club, the Get Savvy Business Club, and that's really affordable. It's under £100 a month, and for that, small businesses get access to literally template contracts that they can just customise themselves to suit their business. Our main bundle is the bundle that actually has terms and conditions for your supply or your customer relationships. It's called Get Protect. And then the second bundle of documents has got helping you to get compliant online. So looking at things like privacy policy and terms of use for people using your website. They're the key things that people need and they're starting out. So to get that as part of the membership bundle at that price is really, really cost effective. And then you also get access to us via a Facebook group. So you can just bob up and ask us questions and we'll come back and help you. And that helps other members of the business club at the same time.
Rachel Flower from Cerenwood, thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Cerenwood on Stray FM's Business Hub.